This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, one of Joe Biden's dogs went after a White House official. I think a lot of people are pretty frustrated with people in the White House. Either way, but, you know, does the dog have to attack? So we have an incident with the dog. So apparently the White House dogs have to be in, not in quarantine, but we'll tell you what's going on with the doggies. Oh, no. A doggie got mad. We're, your sunscreen. How many of you guys have sunscreen from 2012? 2004? It could be cancerous. So we're going to talk about that and what to do with it and why it could be cancerous. More scoop on the UK variant in the United States and how people are worried that we're going to be having a fourth surge as people are totally partying it up for spring break. I'm not going anywhere for spring break. Pretty frustrated. My kids want to go somewhere. Son wants to go scuba diving or, you know, off the California coast or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, this California variant and, you know, I have to work. And so we're kind of over it. But we got a lot to talk about, but never too much to talk about. I can't even talk. That's what happens when you get a new studio. We got a new studio. I blame it on the acoustics. That wasn't me. That was the studio. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to give a shout out to women that are full-time homemakers out there because I've changed the way I've been doing things now with my days with COVID and the pandemic. So it's been about a year. Rather than be beat somewhere and running around the city and doing half a dozen different jobs, I've kind of gotten into this quote-unquote semi-retired mode. Even though I'm not, I'm still working, you know, 80 to 100-hour weeks. I just don't have to be somewhere. So because I'm home, I feel like I need to take on more home duties. Now, we used to have somebody would come in to clean about a couple times a month. And so we stopped that because we didn't want them feeling, you know, like they would be exposed or vice versa. So we really haven't had anybody, you know, clean. Well, I mean, I've cleaned the house, but, you know, we haven't had a cleaning person. You know, in terms of food, we haven't split up the cooking duties. And I've decided to kind of take on more of that role. And as I hear people say, oh, you know, they can't wait to go back to work. You know, they're bored. I am exhausted. And I don't know if it's because I do it wrong, but, you know, I wake up, I try to work out, and I know there's going to be some stereotypes that are going to be flowing, but listen, I've been married to my husband now about 24 years, and so I feel like, you know, I need to kind of sometimes baby him a little bit, you know, so he kind of feels, pampered. Pampered. You know, because me working and having had the career I've had, I mean, I'll throw whatever on the stove. I'll make some top ramen. I'll cut up some celery and say, here's your lettuce. You know, and I really don't put any time or thought into a meal. So I've been doing that recently where I've been like making him 3-course meals just to make him feel kind of special. And I've been cleaning the house and I've been taking care of the dog. I'm not taking the dog to a groomer because the dog doesn't want to go to a groomer. I've been grooming the dog myself, which is why the dog looks like a mess. So between, you know, the laundry, and the laundry is horrible. The laundry, I don't know how anybody does laundry. These kids with their underwear and things in their pockets, and then you find, like, condom packages, and you go, what's going on with these? They're like, well, I didn't use it. Don't get mad at me. It's unused. And I'm like, well, yeah, but the fact that you are walking around with an unused condom, where are you going? It's COVID. Why do you have to have a condom in your pocket when, where are you going? Who do you think you're going to bump into on the street that you're going to have sex with and use a condom? So, I mean, I find in all sorts of stuff in the washer and dryer, and I'm trying to fold the laundry, and I don't know, now my boys, they're kind of the same size as daddy. So I don't know whose underwear is who, and oh, Lord have mercy, if you mix up somebody's underwear, that's not my underwear, Mom. That's Brock's underwear. That's Dad's underwear. Where's it? Like, okay, just calm down. Calm down. I just don't know how, I don't know how you people do it. Whoever is at home trying to manage kids, food, laundry, cleaning, dog, cats. Yeah, then you have the cats. Every time you clean, every time I mop, I sweep and I mop, then there's throw up. I'm like, who did that? And then I'll clean, garbage will be fine, and then the dog will find like an old cat food can, and it's just ridiculous. And so, you know, I go to the grocery store, and I'm starting to kind of be friends with this butcher guy there, and I'm not hitting on him. I know, I'm so worried. I see how that happens, where there's somebody really, really cute, you know, and then you're like, oh, hi, you know, I need, you know, some more meat. You're hoping they're going to shave off some prices. They don't shave off some prices. You know, so I'm like, you know, maybe if I flirt with the guy, I could get this meat cheaper. And you know, so I got yesterday some ahi tuna. And I don't know how to cook ahi tuna, but they said you only have to, you know, sear it for a little bit, which is good because then, you know, if I'm listening to music and I have to change, you know, my playlist or whatever, it's enough time. So I'm like, okay, I'll make some ahi tuna. Of course, I didn't have any soy sauce. I didn't have any avocado. I didn't have any sesame. So I threw some teriyaki and some garlic and some salt and some peppercorn. And I don't know what I did, but it tasted good. But, you know, so I made him some teriyaki. And because, you know, he doesn't really like fish too much, I had to make him some, you know, red meat. So there was some steak. And then, you know, I made some broccoli, or I made some spinach. And then I took some potatoes and I made them, like, I could cook. And I seasoned them, and I threw some curry powder so I could call them curry potatoes. And, I mean, he was really, really pleased. And he goes, you know, damn, woman, you could cook. This is the first time in 24 years he said that. And I was just beaming. I was just beaming, but I was exhausted to get the groceries, to prepare the food, to cut the potatoes, to, I don't know, you know, learn how to Google recipes and have to read them and memorize them, to have to clean the oven, get the oven ready, clean the skillet, you know, not burn the ahi tuna. It was exhausting. And then the dishes. And then, I know we talk about, you know, how we underappreciate the people in our lives. I really underappreciate, you know, what my mom, my grandmother must have gone through. You know, work to me has been an escape. I got to escape a lot of the things that I might have been stereotypically supposed to do because I could say I have to work. And still, my husband's like, oh, we got dishes in the sink. I'm like, sorry, I'm seeing patients. You know, and I'll go to a room and I'll do telemedicine. So I got to hand it to you guys. You guys are the bomb. I don't know how you do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is, you know, interesting. Joe Biden's dogs were had an incident. I like to talk about dogs. In fact, I always have a list of the most aggressive dogs. I need to look up what kind of dogs. He's got two German Shepherds. It's really interesting. When we bought a dog, you know, well, we didn't buy the dog. We got a, we had rescue dogs for years in the house. And we, you know, with rescue dogs, many of them are mutts. They're mixed, you know. I think we had a Shih Tzu that was found running around on the freeway, and we somebody had found her and said, look, I need to find a home. And I was in my 9-month pregnancy, and I'm like, well, I'm going to be home for a while so I can help take care of the dog. And so that was Sushi. We had Sushi. Then we had another rescue named Nagi, And then we've had so many rescue dogs. And then Foxy was another rescue dog. But our last dog we actually got from a puppy store. It was right before. I didn't know much about what was happening with puppy and puppy mills. But this little dog wanted a home. And I mean, when you walk into a little puppy store to see the puppies, we're like, we're going to take the puppy. So the last dog, I think that was the first dog we've had in 20-some years, my husband and our family, that we actually purchased. And we were concerned because we have cats, we have other animals, we just want to make sure that, you know, she had the type of temperament that, you know, wouldn't attack other dogs. And luckily, she's a Bichon Frise. Am I speaking French correctly? Je ne sais pas. A Bichon. She's a Bichon. She likes a croissant, table bordeaux. So I can speak very little French. I wish I could speak more because I think it's so pretty, sexy. My husband loves when I speak French. I'm like, ah, table pour deux, s'il vous plaît, merci. So, yeah, kind of Pepe Le Pew. Oh, we got to talk about Pepe Le Pew, too. Oh, Pepe Le Pew. I never liked Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew was a tough one. We're going to talk about that. That was kind of tough because the cats always were trying to get away from the skunk. And he was just so horny, this skunk. And it was Pepe Le Pew. And I guess they're trying to cancel him. So I'm going to pull up my most aggressive dog breed list that I have here. But what happened is Joe Biden had to send his two dogs back to Delaware after the younger of the two German Shepherds was involved in a biting incident, quote unquote, with a White House security agent. Now, 3-year-old Major, whom Biden and his wife Jill adopted in November 2018 from an animal shelter, had been displaying aggressive behavior, including jumping, barking, and charging at White House staff and security. The sources described a biting incident involving a member of the security services, but did not specify if the person was injured. Oh, these dogs are gorgeous. Man, it's a good picture. Joe Biden got a good picture with the dogs. You know, whether he remembers the dogs' names or not is a whole other story, but it looks like he really loves his doggies, and the doggies look like they love him. They really do. That's adorable. But anyway, the episode, however, was seen serious enough, including 14-year-old Champ that had to go back to Biden's home. When the First Lady was out of town, the dogs sometimes stay in Delaware with people that could watch the dog. Not sure what happened. And that's got to be tough. You know, dogs move into a White House. It's now this big, huge place with all these people walking around, following your owners everywhere, you know, feeding your owners good food, and then you're being told to go to another room, and you don't get your own yard. And I've always wondered how it works bringing pets. Now, I got 5 cats and a dog. I have no idea how that would work, bringing, you know, all my animals, especially the one that goes pee-pee house all the time. And he does not have a UTI. He just likes to go pee-pee house, and he likes to take a dump on our bedding, and he just does that. And I don't know if I would get impeached because I have these animals that are just tearing up the White House. So Dr. Biden and his wife departed Monday afternoon for a 2-day trip to Washington and California to visit military bases, and Major is the first rescue dog to have lived in the White House after moving in. So my guess is the dogs that Obama had, I don't know if Trump had dogs. I guess those dogs were all maybe pedigree, not sure. So Donald Trump looks like he had no pets in the White House. Donald Trump really doesn't really look like a, you know, pet-friendly sort of animal. I mean, I could see him like some big dogs, maybe a cat, but he just looks like he's, I don't know, like too busy. He always just has that look like, I'm too busy. Get, you know, why are you, you know, going pee-pee on my suit? Oh, man, he would probably have my cats executed. He didn't look like he had time for that. So we'll see. But animals. So, you know, when you do, you know, look at dogs. I have friends that have the most amazing guard dogs, just so loyal, but I just fear going near that house. And maybe that's the kind of dog you want, like a pit bull, or, you know, there's, you know, some dogs, you know, if you live in an area that, you know, might be broken into a lot, and you could put a big beware of dog sign. We tried to do that with the Shih Tzu. That didn't, we had beware of dog, and it was Shih Tzu. We had a lab. Oh, we had a lab. The lab we got from a breeder. The lab was not a rescue, but it was a breeder that had a lot of labs and needed somebody to take care of the lab, so we did that. So anyway, the meanest of the dog breeds, apparently, according to PetHelpful.com, is like the Chihuahua, the dachshund. I had a dachshund. My dachshund wasn't that mean. A chow chow, I've known that. Chow chows can sometimes be pretty aggressive. A Doberman pincher. A Dalmatian. Dalmatians, that's interesting. Dalmatians, you kind of think that, you know, they'll just sit there and eat spaghetti and what was that, 101 Dalmatians? Is that the one where they, oh, no, that was, I don't think Dalmatians ate the spaghetti. What was that Disney movie where they were each eating the spaghetti noodle and then they kissed? Lady and the Tramp? That was it, Lady and the Tramp. Okay, so I don't think there was a Dalmatian in that one. But there was spaghetti, so I'm hungry. Rottweilers are pretty mean. A Jack Russell Terrier could be mean. Jack Russell Terriers are probably upset because people mix it up with Jack Daniels. And they don't, you know, he probably wants a drink. German Shepherds are number 8. An American Staffordshire Pit Bull Terrier. And then a Siberian Husky. I had a Siberian Husky once growing up in a dachshund. And so, you know, apparently for temperament issues, these dogs, especially Chihuahuas, Chihuahuas are considered in the toy group of dogs. They can range anywhere from 4 to 6 pounds. And my guess is because they're tiny, you know, and they're trying to be all, you know, bigger, you know, trying to, you know, scare off bigger dogs. Maybe they have been just so used to, you know, having to kind of fight for the food and all that. They've learned to be aggressive. They say dachshunds originated in Germany in the 17th century and were used to hunt badgers. By the end of World War I, they were actually on the verge of extinction. But populations have recovered, and they are now one of the most popular dogs in America. I like little dachshunds. We had a little dog, and she just looked like a little hot dog, and, you know, we would, yeah. Dachshund, they say, is susceptible to small dog syndrome. So tries to make up for its small size with a large attitude. You see, that's what I was trying to describe, a small dog syndrome. Chow chows can be bigger, 45 to 70 pounds. They, I believe, originated in China or Mongolia, were used as hunting and herding dogs. The Doberman Pinscher, gorgeous dog, ranges 70 to 90 pounds. Doberman Pinschers are just, I think, absolutely exquisite. I like dogs with a lot of hair, but Dobermans are pretty, you know, yeah. But it was, I believe, a man by the name of Carl Lewis Doberman is credited with developing this breed. He worked as a tax collector and wanted a dog that he could take with him for protection on his visits. Huh. So that's interesting. Dobermans are used for police work. Dalmatians we see a lot in fire settings, but they don't really know where the exact origin of the Dalmatian has been confirmed, but they have seen similar dogs running behind chariots in paintings found on the walls of some Egyptian tombs. Since the late 18th century, they were used as carriage dogs to guard passengers and cargo. So we see them in firehouses a lot. Rottweilers. Rottweilers are probably one of the most common dogs. Rottweilers and pit bulls that seem to be on the aggressive list and get themselves into trouble with neighbors. They could be 85 to 130 pounds. Rottweiler got their name from Rottweil in Germany, and they were known as the Rottweil butcher's dog. But then the name was shortened to Rottweiler. And so they use for cattle herding, bear hunting, and they work with the army and police forces. But they don't like strangers, and they're good guard dogs. It's just unfortunately they can attack your neighbor. Jack Russell Terrier, I believe, I'm not sure how they originated. England, they say they used to be used for fox hunting. Now German Shepherds, very, very interesting. The breed originated in Karlsruhe, Germany, in the 1800s, and during World War I, they were used as military dogs by both the German and French armed forces. They were used in World War II during concentration camps to attack prisoners and keep prisoners in check. So German Shepherds, beautiful dogs, love dogs, but unfortunately, you'll see some old people kind of be hesitant on those, just because of those. And then, of course, pit bull, you got to be careful with your pit bulls. They can be pretty mean. Siberian Huskies, absolutely gorgeous and cuddly, but also aggressive. All right, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Congress looks to finalize passing the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package, questions surround who exactly will be receiving a stimulus check. The White House claimed the $1,400 direct payments would begin to go out by the end of the month. However, eyebrows are being raised over new details which show prison inmates and illegal immigrants would get taxpayer money. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas sounded the alarm over where American taxpayer dollars are going.
This amendment before us today provides that the stimulus check should not go to illegal aliens in this country. The question for the American people to answer is, should taxpayer money be sent $1,400 to every illegal alien in America?
Two German shepherds belonging to President Biden and family were returned to Delaware last week after aggressive behavior at the White House involving major biting White House security. This is USA Radio News. Chinese leadership has been bragging the effectiveness of Chinese-made vaccines and claimed that all representatives attending Beijing's two sessions had received a COVID-19 vaccine before the political meeting. However, it was reported that the current vaccination rate in China is only 4%, indicating that average Chinese citizens don't have much trust in their vaccines. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas asked DHS staff to volunteer to help deal with what he conceded was an overwhelming number of migrants at the border. As the administration scrambles to deal with the escalating crisis, Mayorkas said Monday he activated the volunteer force to support Customs and Border Protection as they face a surge in heavy migration along the southwest border. A group of 23 House Republicans has sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security personnel demanding answers on how many border crossers are testing positive for the coronavirus and subsequently being released into the United States Interior. It's being called a COVID-19 super spreader event. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we use a lot of sunscreen in my family because we're very light and I've had some precancerous lesions. And so I don't really like to lather myself up with sunscreen. I usually just wear, you know, longer shirts when I'm out on the beach and I just try to cover up a lot. And the people on the beach are like, thank you, ma'am. Thank you for not wearing a bikini. I'm like, you have no idea. I used to look good in a bikini. Now I don't think I could rock the bikini. I don't think I could ever rock a bikini anymore, which is really, really sad. I think the last time I wore a bikini was on my honeymoon. You know, and then, you know, once you're married, you're like, okay, I'm not going to do abs. So, I do abs now, but still. All right, so, sunscreen. We don't use a lot of sunscreen in my family. We buy it. We think we're going to use it, and then it sits. And because sunscreen is expensive, I just go and I will reuse it. So we have sunscreen that is old, old, old. So I don't know if you remember, but last summer, the FDA had said, guys, don't be reusing sunscreen. Once it expires, throw it out. Because, you know, sunscreen, it starts to weaken. The chemicals in there will weaken. And we'll talk about how sunscreen works. You got sunblocks and you got sunscreens. We'll talk about that difference in a second. But any of these, the longer it's on the shelf, the less it works. Now, I know there was a study that the military did on medications, and they found that some medications can last 30 years if stored in proper conditions, and proper temperatures, and proper humidity. But with sunscreens, most of them are sitting in a suitcase or sitting in our trunk. I have sunscreen in my trunk. How is that ideal? Especially when I live in Vegas and it gets to be like 115 degrees. So your sunscreen denatures. It starts to degrade. Well, now we have a study coming out of France, Sorbonne University, where they looked at multiple sunscreens, and they found that those that have octrolyne, hold on, where's my glasses? Okay, it's octrolyne. There's all these pictures here of people putting on sunscreen. Yeah, oh no, octocrylene. All right, octocrylene. Octocrylene isn't carcinogenic, but it can turn into benzophenone. See? Yeah. All right. Enough said. Now, so this benzophenone has been shown to be carcinogenic. It's mutagenic. It's also an endocrine disruptor. So you can have a sunscreen with octocrylene and be all fine. But after about a year, these French researchers found that it will biodegrade, or it'll turn some aldol reaction. Hold on a second. I have exactly, because some of you guys are chemists. And you're like, I want to know what the heck's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. It's a retroaldol condensation reaction. Oh, okay. Yeah, right? Yeah. I remember having to learn about rectos and aldols and rectums and things like that in medical school. It was very, very humbling because, boy, you really sometimes learn more about what you need to learn. So what were some of the brands they looked at? So they looked at Garnier, Bioderma, La Roche, Cosmia, L'Oreal, Age Perfect, Coppertone Kids Sport, SPF Spray, Coppertone Defend and Care Face, Coppertone Water Babies Spray, Coppertone Sport Clear SPF, Banana Boat Clear, Banana Boat, Ultramist, Neutrogena Beach Defense, Neutrogena Beach Defense Lotion and Spray. So these, I usually use Coppertone for the kids because I wanted to avoid certain chemicals, and I preferred the titanium oxide, because there were components in, like, the oxybenzone. I was interviewed years ago by local news on how some of these chemicals could be carcinogenic. And I don't want people to freak out about sunscreen, because melanoma to me is scarier. But you have sunblock and sunscreen. Sunblock will deflect the rays away. That's what your zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, I believe, do. Let me double check. Your titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. Good, good. Now, the organic compounds like PABA and oxybenzone and this octocrylene, they are sunscreen. They are components of sunscreen that help you absorb the rays. And then when they absorb the rays, they try to disperse them. So we have found over the years that sometimes these things could be endocrine disruptors, can kind of mess up some of your hormones and some of your metabolic processes. Sometimes they can even make some free radicals. So when you use a sunscreen product, you need to use it right. You also need to, when you're done with it, wash it off. All right? Don't just go to bed with sunscreen on, and throw it out if it's used. Now, SPF, people always ask, you know, should I get a 100 SPF or should I get a 50 SPF? So SPF means sun protection factor. Sun protection factor means how long does it take you to burn? And if we give you this number, it's going to take that much longer for you to burn. So let's say I burn in 10 minutes. I go out in the sun and I burn in 10 minutes. And I use an SPF 30 sunscreen. You go 30 times 10. And then technically, I won't burn for 300 minutes. Now, I'm telling you right now, if I was out in the sun for almost 3 hours, I'm going to burn. So the only way this works is if you apply it correctly. You're supposed to use, I think, about one, you're supposed to use about a gram per inch of your body. So you're supposed to kind of put a lot of it on. And you're supposed to reapply, right? If you get wet, if you're outside sweating, you know, playing volleyball or whatever, like that Emu or Top Gun, you're supposed to reapply it. So working correctly, the SPF will give you significant protection. So if you have an SPF of 100 and you burn in 10 minutes, that's 1,000 minutes of protection. But that's assuming you put it on correctly. Now, a lot of us don't put it on correctly on the face because we want to avoid the eyes. And obviously, you don't want to put things in your eyes, but then there's lots of places around your eyes that can unfortunately get sun. So that's an issue. So with UV rays, people ask the difference between UVA, UVB. So the rays of the sun, it's really interesting. So UVA rays go all the way. I remember A, all the way. The UVA rays go the longest, the deepest, and they can cause wrinkles and aging. They could also cause cancer, but UVA goes all the way and causes aging. UVB goes more into the epidermis. UVA goes all the way to the dermis. UVB causes burns. B for burns. So they're a little bit more basic in terms of, like, instead of going all the way, you know, it goes to your, maybe your border, however you want to remember B. Okay? I don't care. And then C, those rays get dispersed in the atmosphere. They don't really get to your skin most of the time. So I'm like, see ya. That's how I remember UVA, UVB. So, you know, all of them can cause cancer. You know, so these sunscreens help deflect it. Now, going back to the question of, well, if you have an SPF 50 and then you have an SPF of 100, does that double your protection? Not necessarily. One study found that when you have an SPF, let's say a 15, it blocks 93% of UVB rays. An SPF of 30 then just blocks 97. An SPF of 50, 98. So it's not a linear sort of relationship. And it's not an exponential. It's kind of a curve that flattens. So you get a little bit more efficacy, kind of like with your cholesterol medication. You know, if you've ever taken Crestor 5 or 10, man, it just knocks that cholesterol down. But then when you start to up the doses, it'll still knock it down, but it doesn't necessarily knock it to that same degree. All right, so that's kind of how we look at SPF. You have to apply sunscreen 1 teaspoon per body part or 2 milligrams per centimeter square. It should be applied 15 minutes prior to going out to the sun. Needs to be reapplied every 2 hours, more if swimming or sweating. Don't forget your ears. A lot of us forget your ears. A lot of us forget, like, if we can't reach the back part of our arm. You know, a lot of us will only do, like, part of the breast. And then we don't realize that, you know, things happen in the pool and the bathing suit thing comes off. And then, yeah, so you want to kind of get, you know, go further than where your clothes go. But going back to this study on the octocrylene and benzophenone, it just reminds us that we're really bathing ourselves in a lot of chemicals. And to not leave anything up to chance. If something is expired or it smells funny or it looks discolored, throw it out. It's not worth it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest hot button topics this year, and has been in previous years, but it's really kind of made it to the forefront with some of the executive, I believe it was an executive order that President Biden had made, allowing anybody who wants to compete in any sort of a sport, whether it's a female sport or male sport, to be allowed to. And so what's come up to now the surface and the face of controversy is, how do we approach women's sports? How do we approach women's equality? How do we, I guess, you know, compete against men and compete cis or compete trans And there's been a lot of, shall we say, kind of confusion, and many people don't really know how to proceed with that, especially since this is starting to become more partisan when it wasn't. It was, you know, a very, all right, we have women's sports, we have men's sports. This was an issue, but it wasn't as much of an issue as it's become now. And so I believe Mississippi governor might be signing some legislation, but we have some breaking news that Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota has banned transgender athletes for participating in women's sports, and she says she's doing this to protect women. So this is something that came up a lot yesterday on International Women's Day, when people in the media had asked me, what are we doing with International Women's Day, because are we allowed to use the term women? You know, we're trying to now avoid boy and girl in our vernacular, and I know a lot of people have issues with that. We're not here to debate that. But we have a growing controversy that I'm kind of struggling with what the best way to approach it is, because I'm hearing what some people are suggesting, and I think that is not the most progressive way to do it. So obviously, for those of you that haven't been watching the news, there's been some lawsuits where some female athletes who are participating in women's sports have been training their whole lives, and then they lose to a transgender athlete that, you know, comes on the team, and because they were possibly born XY, even though the transformation can change some of their muscle mass, etc., they can just beat women's records, you know, phenomenally. And so there's been some lawsuits. One lawsuit states that there were, I believe, two boys who lost with their meet, and then they entered the female team as transgender so they could compete and win. Now, this isn't something that happens all the time. This isn't, you know, we aren't seeing this happen every single, you know, day in sports. We're not seeing this in the Olympics ubiquitously, but there's a concern. And as we had International Women's Day, and there's been all this, you know, support for women, and, you know, women can play soccer too, women can play football, women can do this, there's starting to be a blur of what the cause is when women see that they can't win or compete against a, shall we say, a cis male or a transgender female athlete. And so, you know, I, growing up as a girl, all right, in sports, the boys always ran faster than us girls, all right? They hit the baseball or the softball harder. When we would play kickball, those boys would just be able to kick that ball in outfield, whereas I would always kick it to the shortstop. And I don't know how that happened. Now, mind you, I was better at some sports than some boys. But overall, the boys always had us women beat. They always did. We would play flag football. This was before it got banned, because there were a lot of accidents that happened when kids played flag football. And we would play flag football, and I remember our coaches going, "Look, looks like we got to separate the girls from the boys." And it was just something that we just grew up with, knowing that many boys will be more athletically successful and faster than some of us girls, or more powerful with their kicks or with their punches or with their wrestling. And so it was something that I never thought could be made an equality issue. This was something that, you know, when it comes to sports and men and women being built differently, trust me, there are women athletes that could kick guys' butts. But as a whole, we have had to have women runners and male runners. In the Olympics, we've had to have it that way. And women have not been too upset with that demarcation, because it allowed women to actually be able to compete in sports. Women were able to get a gold medal in running. They had to compete with women, but they were able to get gold medals. Same thing with gymnastics. Women able to do gymnastics, men able to do gymnastics. And so we've been, for centuries, separating men and women such that, you know, we don't force a woman to keep looking inferior right, from a sport standpoint, as we are trying to compare athletes to athletes. It's apples and oranges. All right, you know, women and men are apples and oranges. We are built differently, different muscle mass, different speed, even though, like I said, there are some women that can beat guys' butts. Absolutely. But overall, we see this trend, which is why we see it in the Olympics, we see it in all sports. Okay? So where the controversy happens is, what if you have somebody that says, look, I'm a girl, I'm a woman, this is who I am, this is who I want to be. Yet they have the athletic ability as a man. Are they allowed, I apologize, my phone, are they allowed to compete, or is it fair? Is it progressive? Which is more progressive? Is it more progressive to allow a transgender to compete with cisgenders, or is it more progressive to allow women to excel in a sport and not be compared to let's say, you know, cis male? So I noticed there are people on both sides of the aisle kind of struggling with this, because they want to be on the side of, we want to be very progressive for women. And so it's frustrating, because I'm starting to hear people suggest, why don't you have those who identify as females, who are transgender females, to compete in their own competition? I don't know if that's the right way to go, because now you're starting to marginalize, you're starting to segregate, you're putting, you know, there, and so it's difficult, and I don't know what the answer is. Everybody has a right to be in sports. Everybody has a right to compete. But we are competing under the premise that men and women are different and have different abilities. And so if females who have tried to make all this progress in sports and are now winning the Olympics in soccer and just killing it in all these sports, in swim, you know, are we going to put women back, or does this help the cause? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. That's really interesting, because, you know, we're moving towards equality and we're making changes with bathrooms and making unisex bathrooms, we understand the transgender community is a small number of the community. I think it's between 1% and 5%. And you know, people say, you know, we're only talking about one or two lawsuits. Why does the governor have to make a law? Why? Well, because it's a controversial topic that is, I think, going to evolve into a movement of, we are done with using men and women monikers, we are done with using boy and girl monikers. The thing is what happens to all the progress that was made in terms of women's sports and women competing? And so it's, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't like the idea of a third category in sports. I don't know if that's going to work. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go ahead.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device, so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542, and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.